The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Everybody's going to have to admit this if I have to admit it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have no problem.
We want to talk about your shallow breakups. I mean, if somebody cheated on you, that's not shallow.
No.
You got to leave them. If somebody, let me ask you this one. If they chew with their mouth.
I don't even think they notice that.
You wouldn't notice that? You don't have the thing? What do you call that? There's a thing where you, it's like
you're
some sort of.
You're sensitive to sound?
Yes. It's called something phoria, whatever.
Mm.
Where that it's like sound specifically?
Misophoria or something like misophonia, maybe?
Mesothelioma?
That's if you worked with asbestos. Call my friend the strong arm.
Oh my God.
No, it's like if because there's something where my son has it. If I chew gum with AirPods in, he can't be in the room.
Really?
Because apparently when I have AirPods in, the noise canceling makes me go like.
You're right.
Huh. I chew my gum harder. I just do. And neither of my kids can be around me when I eat cereal. Because apparently I go like.
Okay, well, I also wouldn't want to be around you all day.
But I don't
that.
Realize I'm doing it.
So they've broken up with you.
They've broken up with me. Yes. But what, okay, so what we really want, that what I was asking is eating your peas weird or whatever, would that, is that enough? Like if you were on a date, I actually had a friend who was on a date and she like individually went like, ook, and got peas. Like, ook.
And they broke up with her for that?
Oh. Uh-huh. It's like, I just can't be with somebody who
correct.
Just can't.
That is shallow.
Or is it just fully, like, who has time to go out to dinner with somebody who's going to savor every damn pee?
Oh, sorry, she's enjoying her peas.
One pee at a time? My God.
I think it's weird to eat peas with a fork.
What are you eating them with?
A spoon.
No.
You just scoop them up.
We're breaking up.
I think it's weird to eat peas.
Yeah, I don't really eat peas.
You don't? No, but you would never, if there were peas on your plate, you wouldn't be like, can I get a smaller fork?
No.
I'm getting too many on my fork
but
at once.
But I would eat them with a fork.
Toothpick?
Right. Ooh. There it is. Oh my God. If somebody started like.
That's a good idea.
There was somebody. I don't know. There's a guy on Food Network who, no matter what he's eating.
Chopsticks.
He gets the chopsticks out of that dude. I break up with him right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just don't. It's like, oh, baked potato. It's like you can't.
Well, that's nearly impossible.
No, but he does it. It's so bad. And he, like, whatever. Anyway, shallow breakups. This man is divorcing his wife because she keeps getting Botox.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I consider that shallow, if I'm being honest.
But you can't really tell. He's like, I love your face. Don't change it. And she's like,
Botox isn't doing that. Like it's not doing what people think it does. It's not filler.
If I'm being honest, the headline says Botox. But
you wonder
it
if
is,
it's...
No, it says in the story, if you read farther...
Puffiness.
She has puffiness and a frozen look from repeated Botox and filler.
Yeah.
Okay. So the fillers is where
quite
it's like...
different.
Yeah. But is that shallow? Is that... It's like,
yeah, because you should love her for what's on the inside.
She comes home looking like
saying.
A platypus.
He does.
But he doesn't.
No,
not enough.
This thing... Mm-mm.
He's doing duck lips.
No, I can't. Like Aaron started doing a flip. And
I still do lip flips.
But it
less filler.
It's not big.
Well, because I need to do it again. No. It ran out. I'm due
like,
for more.
I would tackle you and go, you got to cool it.
Oh, if it was getting to be too much.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not too much.
Mm-hmm. It's not. As soon as you look like when the Kardashians were doing the suction cup thing.
Well, that's filler. I don't do filler.
Right.
It's horrifying.
I got a little filler in my face, but no one can tell.
You do?
Duh.
Oh, that's right. I know what you did. Did you do it here?
The chin filler.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I'm not opposed to it. I think it looks great. It's when it goes past that thing where it's like that. Mm.
But I don't, that is shallow because he married her for what's on the inside and that's still the same.
Guys marry for the outside. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
I'm back.
Can I say this? If I were dating Erica,
no.
I would that would make me break up with her.
Holding in her sneezes.
Yes, my God, woman!
I'm letting it out. I threw my hair down.
I know, but you didn't. It has to make a sound.
I'm also
weirdo.
On the air right now.
I can't. Yes, you can.
I also could never sneeze like that. That's not how I sneeze.
You sneeze different than that. I've heard you do a different sneeze.
It's a very judgmental sneeze room here because I get.
Yes,
your sneeze sounds like
coughs. Cox is a cough.
Yeah.
You never know if you should bless him because he's like, and it's like, nothing. And I'm like, what?
They'll never be happy, Erica.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. If you've, listen, we're just arguing and we need actual calls for this. We need to know the shallow reason you broke up with someone. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I dumped someone because they thought that Elton John was John Lennon and he was coming to perform. And this was only a few years ago. And John Lennon has been dead for a very long time.
So they confused them because they both have John in their name?
I guess.
I understand how that could happen.
Did you inform them that that's why it was done? You're like, that. No, that's it.
I was like, this isn't working out. I've got John Lennon tattooed on me. You got to get your stuff together.
She dumped him at Jimmy John's.
What if it was a really learning confusing moment?
And John Elway walked in.
Okay.
Everyone. What if it was a learning experience and you were just like, bah!
No, okay. So here's the one. Aaron pointed this out before we came on the air, and I don't think this is shallow. I was sleeping with a person, and there was always often music on in the background. She had long, dark hair. She was olive skinned. She was gorgeous. Heather, if you're out there, sorry about this.
No, you didn't just name her.
Yeah, but okay, Heather. all Heathers, please stand up. Who cares? Journey came on while we were
stop.
No, I think it was probably like Faithfully or Open Arms or something.
Okay.
I have a mix of ballads.
Is this a long
time
ago?
Yeah.
Thank God. Okay. I was like, why was Journey coming on during love?
It was a playlist of songs at the tempo I needed to be at. anyway, at that moment, with Steve Perry singing in the background, she reminded me of Steve Perry, and I was like, that's it.
I need to be honest with you. You said the name Steve Perry earlier, and I thought Steven Tyler.
No, Steve Perry from Journey.
And I thought, I would break up with a woman who looks like Steven Tyler.
She was much prettier, but she just reminded me because it was her hair more than anything.
Mm.
And you just like got the ick, and that was it.
The ick, yeah. Mm. Is that shallow?
Yes.
No, it's not.
It's so shallow. You're like, oh, you remind me of a singer. I can't.
A guy singer.
You know what I'm saying? Does she look like a guy?
I don't want to picture a guy when I'm having relations with a girl.
That's your own problem. Why did a guy pop into your head?
Because he was singing in the background. It's like, lying beside you. And I look down, I'm like, I am lying beside you. How are you doing that?
I think that is so shallow.
It's not shallow. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we all have to admit, what did you do?
Oh, I don't break up with people.
At the beginning we all had to do, and you agreed.
Okay, hold on. What's the shallow reason someone broke up with you, if you know of one?
Probably because I'm annoying.
That's not shallow.
No, I do think I was going on dates with this guy who just had a really, really, really gummy smile, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do
gummy ate too much. Yeah. He's like a horse mouth.
But yes, but also it was less about how his mouth naturally smiled and more about how big it got.
Like Julia Roberts, like her whole face like just opens up.
It went from like a normal smile to
like Venom.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what that is, but yeah. And I never saw him again. And I
Tom
think
Hardy
I ghosted him.
You did?
I think so.
See, that is shallow. You
it was
good girl.
Shallow. Thank you.
Who's a good girl?
I was dating a girl once and she had a lower back tattoo of the New York Yankees logo. And I couldn't do it. I'm not that into baseball. to be like, especially.
Yeah, but thinking about baseball. Well,
okay. While you're.
Good point.
Also, back. Okay.
Everyone in their cars gets it.
Yeah. I get it, but like, not always.
Yeah. She was so into this, and it's like, I'm never going to be in it. Like, you've already got it tattooed on you, and I'm not. Like, what tattoo does your dad have, you know? Like, your family. I'm going to... we got to break up.
You know what?
That's
I also
about dudes
break up
too.
With people because I don't know what tattoos their dad has. What are you talking about?
Can we go see your dad and have him lift up the back of his shirt?
Me and Slacker sometimes think about men. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. If you've been the victim of or the... victimer
sure.
of a shallow breakup, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. I forgot.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the people who break up with people for shallow reasons, mm-hmm. or you got broken up with for shallow reasons. Who else is surprised that Erica was the breaker-upper for a shallow reason? Just me?
What? You're saying I should be broken up with for shallow reasons?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they happened. I just don't know about them.
Yeah, you just don't know. They just said something else.
Yeah.
Irina.
Yay.
Yay. Shallow breakup. What happened to you?
I dated a very cute guy, and he was a guitar player, and he was adorable, and he wrote me, like, poems and stuff. But I broke up with him because he was, like, but he had way longer hair than me, so I couldn't do it.
What?
Yeah.
The length of his hair.
Couldn't he have cut it?
No, I didn't want to change him. He was, like, it was the whole thing. You know, it was a package deal.
Could you have grown yours longer?
Harder than you think.
I don't think it could grow that length. He was like, had luscious, beautiful, it was so beautiful.
I actually, yes, it's shallow, but I don't have a problem with it. She didn't want to change him.
I know, but like.
I have a friend who met her now husband, realized he had long hair. They met and his hair was in a ponytail. She said, I'll go on a date with you if you cut your hair. He cut it that day and they're married now. Sometimes you just ask them to change.
There would be no way I would cut. I mean, obviously me, I wouldn't. But like,
right?
If someone asked me to cut my hair, I would kill him.
Oh well, there are
that escalated quickly.
Shallow murders tomorrow.
Thank you, Irina. Selena.
Yay!
Shallow breakup. What happened?
So I finally decided to hook up with my boyfriend, and within seconds he was sweating so bad it was dripping on me.
No.
I just could not do that.
Also, so you guys dated a bunch,
boyfriend? Yeah,
and you just hadn't closed the sale yet?
No.
Okay. He's giving it his all.
Too much.
Is that not worth anything?
Too much effort.
And you can't ask him to wear a sweatband because that's just gross.
It's kind
of a man drips on me, I'm not happy.
But also, I don't know.
Isolate that.
No, this is happening too much.
Really? There isn't? Because tell me I'm wrong, but in some of like the steamy 50 Shades of Grey or whatever, you're just...
You're both just sweaty just, and
into
it.
Yeah, like... No,
it's one thing this is in the being movies. A sauna versus it just like being on you, like
and
no.
like in 2 minutes, yeah.
And you're not sweating at all,
right? Yeah, if your effort level isn't matched, you're right. One of you like verging on heart attack is not good.
Oh my god.
Okay, thank you, Selena. Wait, we need to be voting. Was that shallow?
They've been dating. You think like you kind of that's pretty shallow, yeah.
Yes, but I get it.
Yeah.
I would too be like, never mind.
Just one drip. Okay.
No!
Now put that face at the end of the other thing. And then that sound at the very end.
I will never speak again.
Casey.
Yeah.
Shallow breakup. What happened?
He was from Wisconsin, and I...
Oh, enough said. Yeah, you gotta go.
Hey.
Sorry, he was from Wisconsin and what?
I can't do the accent very well, but it was bad.
The accent.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, the accent.
Oh,
you want to go get some...
Yeah, it's very... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you want to get some cheese?
You want smoking or non?
What it sounded like.
Yeah.
What
so you left him for
cheese
that, eh?
Curds.
What?
Cheese curds.
Oh, it's fish fry night, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's it's kind of Canadian.
Yeah.
But so, had you slept with him?
Well, I mean, okay. So, that was the big, like, turn off. Was I couldn't... I'm like, you can't talk. You can't. You
yeah.
just can't.
Oh, he's like, with the accent. Casey. Yeah.
Oh, this Casey. Is so hot.
Yeah. I'm going to sweat.
I'm dripping on you there.
As a Midwesterner, I'm having a completely different reaction to this.
You look a little flushed.
Yeah. Okay. What's going on?
Thank you, Casey. We got to get off the air soon. Allison.
Yay.
Shallow breakup. What happened?
So actually, I was broken up with. I shaved my head for the cancer fundraiser, St. Baldrick's.
Oh yeah.
It was like a big event, and he walked in, like saw me, and left. But I never saw him again.
You never saw him again?
Yeah, we were dating for like over a year.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Better to know then.
He didn't want her to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss you, Allison. I'm sorry I left that day.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.